There are two designs, but first, the poison, nicotine. Buy a box of Copenhagen or Skoal and dump it in a cup. Then put in 2 ounces of rubbing alcohol and let it set overnight. The alcohol keeps the nicotine from breaking down. Then pour the mess into a piece of cloth. Next, twist it until no more liquid comes out. This is a lethal poison, and only a few drops in the bloodstream is fatal. The perfect delivery system for liquid poisons is the Fang, of which there are 2 models, as you've seen, this first being the pocket model. As you can see, the components are simple. There is first a hypodermic syringe and needle. The top of the syringe is cut off, as is the edge of the end of the plunger. A 1 1/2 inch strip of plastic tape is folded over and a hole is punched. This tab is put on and a number 18 gauge needle is then twisted on. A 1/8 inch slice of a 1/2 inch dowel is then glued to the end of the plunger. And glued around and pushed into a 3 11/16 inch piece of 5/8 inch PVC tubing. The end of the tubing is ground to aid in putting on the cap. The cap is a 12-inch by 3-inch length of common paper tape. But first, glue a 2-inch length of paper tape around the tube so the rolled cap will fit the painted tube. Then a 1/8 inch slice of 5/8 inch dowel is glued and shoved in the end. After painting the tube, a 1/4 inch wide by 8 inch length of plastic tape is wrapped around the tube 1 1/8 inches from the front end. This keeps the cap from touching the needle's tip. To load, the needle's tip is put into the poison and the tab is held between the thumb and forefinger. The tube is then pulled back until the front end of the syringe is visible. This ensures 1 cc of poison in the syringe. If properly made, the cap should be tight enough to stay on the tube, but loose enough to stay in the pocket when the Fang is withdrawn from the cap. Might sew a seam down the side of the pocket, which will hold the cap while the Fang is being withdrawn. to use, just jab the needle into any fleshy part of the body. Now, for lack of a Russian, I'll use this box. As soon as the thrust is completed, the fang is withdrawn and put into a side pocket without bothering about the cap. Depending on where the thrust hits your opponent, he should be down in about 5 seconds. In this short time, he won't be able to react or even to let anyone know he's been attacked. Now we come to the super fang. It's not as compact as the original, but it's what you need when you really want to reach out and touch someone. Its extra length will make your attack less noticeable. For instance, say you're in a bar standing beside two Russians. Your super fang is tucked in your belt or in your sock. You take it out, arm it, reach around the first Russian, and thrust it into the nether quarters of the furthest Russian. If your victim is as hardy as Russians are purported to be, he may have time to clobber his comrade. Then his comrade would clobber him just as his knees were buckling. It would be obvious that one Russian killed the other, so you would have killed two birds with one stone, as it were. I'm sure you can come up with many ideas of how to make the extra length come in handy. And don't discount the flat black finish, which makes it nearly invisible in dim light. The super fang has two different locking mechanisms to keep the needle in place both at rest and when armed. This first is less complicated but not so handy, as the user must look at it in order to prepare it for use. This might necessitate going to the John to arm the weapon. Even so, in most cases, this should present no problem. This basic super fang is composed of a piece of 5/8 inch PVC tubing, exactly 11 and 3/8 inches long. A 1/8 inch hole is drilled 7/16 of an inch from the end. The action consists of a 7 7/8 inch length of 3/8 inch dowel. Two 1/8 inch holes are drilled into one end, the first a 1/2 inch from the end, and the second 1 7/8 of an inch from the first. One end of the dowel is notched to give greater surface to the glue between the dowel and the hypo's plunger. The flat end of the plunger is cut around so there is no part wider than the dowel. A glue gun is best to attach the dowel to the plunger. The PVC tube and the dowel are painted with a non-reflective flat black. This makes the weapon hard to see in dim light. A black glove would conceal your hand so that in reaching out, no one would notice your arm, hand, or super fang. Finger hold is cut off the body of the hypo to make it fit easily into the PVC tubing. After 1 cc of poison is drawn into the hypo, a peg is pushed through the tube's hole and into the second hole in the dowel. This fits snugly and keeps the needle from sticking the operator. To arm the super fang, the peg is removed, the large dowel is pushed forward flush with the tube, and the peg reinserted. To leave the needle exposed is to take the chance of sticking yourself when you put the fang back into your belt or sock, so be sure to return the dowel to the unarmed position. Now for a word about the needles themselves. Unlike needles for people, these are number 18s for livestock and are much stronger and will go through any clothing without bending. They can be bought at just about any farm supply store. This next model. The peg is glued into the single hole in the dowel, which is only 6 1/8 inches long. Instead of the single hole in the PVC tubing, a router is used to make a 2 1/4 inch slit with one notch at the bottom and another one 1/2 inch from the end. To use, flip the peg out of the end notch, slide it down to the bottom and into the other notch. You don't want the slide area too loose, as that might cause it to arm itself. If yours is too loose, simply give that area the necessary number of coats of